don't need to cry. You don't need to shout. Paint on the front door. Or write on the clouds. I had a moment's fear. You can put to flight. Just reassure me.
Nancy, you're coming to the end of a big, long tour. You've been all over the place before you arrived here in Cambridge, haven't you?
Yes, we've been gone from home for 5 weeks now.
Wow.
So,
do you ever get sort of confused when you're on the road, thinking if it's Wednesday, it may be Berlin, but it might be Portugal?
Yeah, I do get confused, you know, because it's kind of hard to remember what day of the week it is.
Yeah.
Because every night's a Saturday night for us when we're playing, you know, we're
yeah.
going out there and having fun. And it does get confusing after a while.
Cambridge, I know, is a very special festival for you, isn't it? It's a place that you really hold very dear.
I love Cambridge. It's the people and the audience. I mean, they're the best audience in the
yeah,
world. Any festival, anywhere, they're the best.
Yeah. The last time I saw you was in Manchester when you were doing another big tour for a project which is really, really dear to your heart, I know, which is the project for a landmine-free world. And you've been doing some work for them recently as well?
Yes, we did a date in Liverpool and in mm-hmm. Manchester. All of the Mines Advisory Group folks came and we raised money and they had a booth and we're giving people information and just, you know, education is the biggest thing. It's just
yeah.
letting people know what this is all about. And they raised a good bit.
Good. Is your heart really live gigs as much as CD making or recording or studio or TV work? I think it's the live thing for you, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, playing live is what turns my key. You know, I really, really love playing. I love my audiences. You know, I see most of my friends in the business, they wear ear monitors now. And and I did for a while, and I thought, this is crazy. I can't hear my audience. I can't hear them talking to me. I can't hear them. So I quit wearing them, and, you know, it's just for me, the audience is why I'm here. They drive to the left on Falls Road, and the man with two wheels, name is Seamus. We pass a child on a corner, he knows. And Seamus says, now what chance is that kid got? And I say from the back, I don't know. He says his barbed wire, all of these exits, there was no place in fast for that child should go. Cause it's a hard life, it's a hard life, it's a very hard life, it's a hard life wherever you go. And if we poison our children with hatred, then a hard life is all that they'll know. There was no place in Belfast where that child could go.
jazz. Been on the job too long. And old Brady's lying on that barroom floor. He said, please, Mr. Duncan, don't shoot me no more. The women, they all standing around and say, look, ain't that a shame? He shot King Brady, gonna shoot him again. Been on the job too long. Duncan says, Brady, 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 you know you done wrong. Busting in here with my game going on. You come knocking down my windows, you come smashing down my door. Now you're lying dead on the barroom floor. Been on the job too long. And their stocking feet. Been on the job too long. Oh, now twinkle, twinkle, little star. Along come Brady in his electric car. You know, he got a mean look right in his eyes. Gonna shoot somebody just to see him die. Been on the job too long.
know how to get it. I want to destroy passers-by, cause I want to be anarchy. That's it. Stop the traffic line. Your future dream is just a shopping scheme, and I wanna be anarchy. That's it. Take to the bridge, yeah.
Steve, welcome back to Cambridge Folk Festival yet again. How many times have you been here now?
I was trying to figure out. I think it's three. It might be four, but I know it's at least three. It's, you know, I mean, it's a historic festival, and it's the biggest, oldest folk festival in this country. It's equivalent in the States would have been Newport, but, you know, Newport exists now, but it ceased to exist for a long period of time.
Yeah, this is continuous.
Yeah, all of this time, and it's great. And I know a lot of the people that I run into when I play here, so it's
cool. You're doing an acoustic set, a lot of your old material, but also you've got a new album coming out on the 1st of October called Washington Square Serenade.
Yeah. It's the most acoustic record I've made in a while. It's like, it's a very folky record sort of arrived at by hip-hop rules. And that's based on the idea that turntables under certain sampling software is just as much legitimate folk instruments just like banjos are in the right hands. Yeah. You know? So I'm pretty pleased with the way it turned out. And I'll tour to support it solo.
I want to talk about your political activism now, because you are one of the big American rock country folk stars standing up there and saying not in my name, you know, this is really important.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was one of I came up around places like this, like Cambridge. I came up around, you know, artists that tended to be pretty politically active anyway. Yeah. You know, I ended up in Nashville and I'm associated with Nashville, but, you know, the whole reason for my living in New York now, that's what Washington Square Serenade's all about, is right now in this climate things are kind of ugly in Nashville. And I mean, just in general, it's just the further you get in the country, and that happens here too. London is not the same as the rest of this island,
and
things get ugly and people become afraid, you'll see the strain in those places. You'll see the fear in those places first. And I just basically, you know, I'm 52, and one thing, I married a woman with a job, and so I could afford to live in New York. And the other thing was, I didn't, that was a new experience. And uh, I, I really needed to be someplace really diverse and someplace where I felt at home, that I didn't feel like I had to open every conversation by apologizing for my politics or to keep the peace, to keep my mouth shut. It's just one of those deals that I feel I needed to open my door and be able to walk outside and see like a mixed race, same sex couple holding hands, because it makes me feel safe at this point in this particular political environment.
Jimmy joined the army because he had no place to go. Because there ain't nobody hiring here since apologizing down in Mexico. Reckon that learning himself a trade, maybe see the world. Move to the city someday and marry a black-haired girl. Somebody somewhere had another plan. Now he's got a rifle in his hand. He's rolling in the back then, wondering how we got this far. He's just another poor boy out to fight a rich man's war. Got an eagle and a flag tattooed on his arm. Red, white, and blue to the bone when he landed Kandahar. Left behind a pretty young wife and a baby girl. Stack of overdue bills and he went off to save the world. It's been a year and he's still there, facing ghosts in the thin dry air. Me and my bag of loan finance come that took his car. Just another poor boy off to fight a rich man's war. When will we ever learn? When will we stand up and take our turn? Keep telling ourselves we're free. Ali was a second son of a second son. Grew up in Gaza throwing bottles and rocks when the tanks had come. Left behind a pretty, it's just as damn children play. Now something about living in fear all your life makes you hard that way. But the answer when it got to come, wrap yourself in death and praise Allah. And a fat man in a new Mercedes drove him to the door. Just another poor boy off to fight a rich man's war.
Specifically a disco sea shanty. We found this song in the Oxford Book of Disco Sea Shanties, edited by Roy Palmer.
Far away, easy man,
Mr. Gideon Jukes.
Where are you calling from? A booth in the for me, we both could have died then and there. The diamonds. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kate, you're back at Cambridge yet again. I think I was trying to work out, this is the sixth you've done, or
I'm not
it must
entirely
be something
sure.
Like that.
I think the first time I came was about 10 years ago, and at that time I was in the Poosies and also doing something with John McCusker's band. Uh-huh. So I was back year after year doing various things. So it's been quite a few times.
Amongst other things, you're launching a new CD, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Yeah, my
Awkward
new record,
Annie.
Awkward Annie.
Loads of strings, loads of brass on it,
yeah.
And lots of rehearsal time before the gig.
A lot of rehearsal time, but we didn't really actually have loads of it. We had one day that we got all the strings and the brass up to our studio, and we all had a big day's rehearsal there. But before that, us as a band have been rehearsing, and we've been doing some gigs as well, so we've been doing a bit of rehearsing in the morning and then putting it into the set so we could play them a couple of times before we came.
The great thing about Cambridge is that the atmosphere is so good. The crowd are there. They want you to be good. They don't want to barrack you. They don't want you to be bad so they can go boo. They want you to be great because they're coming for a good time. It's a good place to launch an album.
I think so, And actually, this is the third record that we've launched here. And it's also really nice because I love it so much here and everybody's so lovely that it's quite nice to like have your record on sale here for the weekend for the lovely people who come to this festival.
Yeah,
and then nobody else can buy it then until it's released in the shops in September or something,
right.
So it's a little special thing, you know.
Yeah, well, it's a sort of an exclusive, isn't it?
Yes.
I suppose you'd say that.
Yes.
Well, listen, while I've got you in here, being a fellow northerner, I'm going to get you to do some work.
Go on, then.
It's just been handed to me, the Festival Top 10, which comes from the music stall at the back there. And if you don't mind, I'd like you to share the burden with me.
We'll do it alternatively.
Okay, kick off.
Right, at number 10, C6 Steve, Doghouse Music.
And at number 9, John Byers with Ring Them Bells.
And at number 8, Show of Hands with Witness.
And at number 7, Martha Tilston with Of Milkmaids and Architects.
And number 6, Rachel Unthank and the Winter Set with The Bairns.
And at number 5, Cool as Folk, which is a double CD set of live music from Cambridge Festival over the years.
And at number 4, it's the Oyster Band with Meet You There.
And at number 3, Sharon Shannon with Renegade.
Number 2, Martin Simpson with Prodigal Son.
And at number 1, I'm going to say this has not been fixed. This is absolutely the way it panned out. This is Kate Rusby, number 1 this week with Awkward Annie.
Hooray!
And, well, we're actually going to play something live, because it's a live song which is featured on the album. It's called Blooming Heather, and your sleeve notes, I know it is the Wild Mountain Time.
Yeah.
So, thanks for coming to talk to us, and congratulations on being number 1. Kate Rusby with From the Main Stage, BBC Radio 2 Cambridge Folk Festival, also featured on a new CD, Awkward Annie. This is the traditional song, Blooming Heather, aka Wild Mountain Time.
Grows around.
take a bow from everybody here. Thank you very much.